WLIW-FM In Conversation, our special program that brings you dynamic voices from across our region and beyond.
Hi, I'm Minerva Perez, Executive Director of OLOV Eastern Long Island. I'm honored to be joined by three remarkable young women as we explore what personal power means to them. Camilla, a 10-year-old, Allison, who's 14, and Bella, 16, shared their perspectives and experiences with power before participating in OLA's Find Your Power, Build Your Power martial arts workshops. The unique classes were developed in collaboration with Sensei Michelle at Epic Martial Arts. The following conversation was held after the three girls took part in the workshops and discovered how to merge their interpersonal power with their newfound physical power. So I'm going to kind of jump right into it. I'm going to start with Bella. And Bella, you are 16, soon to be 17 in May.
Yes.
Thank you for being here again.
Thank you for having me.
So let me ask you, what are some elements that you took away from the most recent workshop, the Build Your Power workshop that you participated in?
Honestly, last time we talked, I feel like we talked a lot more about mental and emotional power. And I think the workshops helped a lot with building more of a physical sense of power. I took away definitely really helpful strategies in defending myself, which does help me build up my power and helps me feel more comfortable when going out.
The vocal quality that I experienced in that space, because I was there for the workshops and hearing the younger girls and also the young women access this kind of vocal power was really powerful for me to experience. How was that for you to get to access that?
Honestly, personally, it was quite hard for me to access that. It was uncomfortable for me because it's just harder for me to, I don't know, let that sort of inner scream out. It's like more natural, obviously, when actually in the situation, but when having to just do it like on spot, it's a lot harder. But I do feel after a couple times practicing it, it got a lot more natural and easier to do.
Wonderful. The topic that we are kind of building, kind of both parts of this conversation are sort of the mental and emotional power, like you were saying, and also the physical power and the confidence that you get from some of those exercises that you do in a space like Epic Martial Arts, and also the vocal power, because the vocal power, whether you're screaming because you're defending yourself or whether you're simply speaking up and letting someone know that you don't like something, whether it's a person who's trying to do you harm or whether it's a friend that's saying something mean or whether it's speaking up during class because you have something great to say, it's literally your voice. And so I'm going to ask you, Camilla, how do you feel about the vocal quality of accessing that sort of power, whether it's in kind of a primal scream or just using your voice and being heard? How did that maybe change for you, or how did that feel during these workshops?
At first, it was like really hard for me to like scream on the spot. But when, again, like once I did it more than once, it just came more naturally. But it really helps like in class when the teachers can't hear you and stuff. It like really comes in handy. And I feel like a lot more powerful now that I have like more strength in me and my voice.
It was great to watch even the physical power, because what Sensei Michelle was doing with everyone, because there were kind of two parts to the workshop. One part was sort of the physical response and how to protect yourself and get out of certain situations. And then the second half of it was more of kind of an emotional or social kind of power. And we'll talk more about that in a second. But it was amazing to watch you, all of you, kind of like attack that bag. Talk to me about that experience of, you know, you were doing some serious kicks. I know that, some serious punches. What did it feel like to kind of unleash your own strength?
It felt good.
tell me about it.
Well, like, you don't really get to punch things or, like, people. So it felt good to take all that. Like,
were you surprised by the power that you had inside of you?
Yeah.
So, Camilla, you're 10.
Yeah.
Awesome. And now, Allison, you are 14, soon to be 15. Share with me a little bit about some of the biggest things you took away from this recent workshop. God.
I took away a lot of things. Stress, angry, school problems. It really helps because, you know, here you live a routine every day and you, like, escape from that routine. And that really helps a lot, because you feel more, like, happy that you don't did that same thing that you do every day. So it helps a lot because you can, like, just leave everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's a space where you're able to and you're even asked to sort of fully express your power and bring your full self to an exercise. So what's one of the exercises that you remember that you did during the workshop, like whether it was a drill with punching, kicking, or anything else?
Yeah, punching.
The punching part?
Yeah, the punching part. Because all the stress just goes away. So, yeah.
Beautiful. So I'm gonna kind of change the gears a little bit. I'm going to speak about some other stuff that we did that wasn't the physical stuff, but it was some of the role play stuff. We had asked for the participants to kind of write anonymously some experiences that maybe were uncomfortable for them or moments when they felt their power was kind of taken away from them. Where did they feel like something or someone took their power away from them? And we got some interesting responses, and then we brought those scenarios into like a bit of a role play. And one of those scenarios was being bullied. One of those scenarios were being in a classroom and not being listened to and feeling like you're kind of invisible. We did a few different role plays, and I'm not sure which of those role plays you did, but Camilla, let me start with you. What's one of the role plays you did, and how did you feel about it?
When you were, like, making bad comments about other people.
I was acting.
Yeah. And you had to stick up for yourself, and other people were sticking up for, like, you. I felt, like, really good also being able to stick up for yourself and knowing that you can when it's going to be a real-life scenario.
Great. Thank you. Allison, how about you? You were particularly strong. Your responses were very strong. I remember, I think, tell me if I'm wrong, doing a role play with you where we did something on personal space.
Oh, yeah.
How did you feel about that?
First, I feel uncomfortable because you, for example, you were like in my personal space. So I feel uncomfortable, but I find like the way how to go away and say, like, stop, you're making me feel uncomfortable. So, yeah.
Thank you. So, Bella, talk to us a little bit about any of the role plays that stand out for you.
Like Camilla said, I remember the one, I think it was the last workshop that we did. You had us go into, like, a semicircle with one person in the middle, and while you were obviously acting, saying, like, I think it was, like, I think saying like something about a sports team, about how I didn't make it because I wasn't good enough, and then all the other girls were empowering me. And although at first I was, like, it was hard to like zone in on one specific voice, like I was listening to you instead of the people behind me. But then when I did like lock into like what the other girls were saying to me, which was encouraging words, it was easy for me to just stand up to you, which is something that I feel is important in real life scenarios too. Having at least one person have your back helps you a lot and encourages you a lot to stand up to people who want to hurt you.
Thank you. It was very powerful to kind of feel what it feels like to have that encouragement around you. And I think it was also very powerful for the girls that were doing the encouragement to feel how meaningful that is. Like sometimes these things might be like, you just feel like you're saying a couple of words like, no, you're really great. Or you should have been on that team, or you're one of the best players they have. They're simple little things, but yet how much power it gives you as a friend and as an ally, even if you don't know the person, how much we can be doing to help those around us. So the exercise, it was great to watch. It was great to see you all kind of jump into it fully and kind of trust me on it and trust that I was acting and all of that. The personal space exercises were very interesting to me because as girls, and as women and as grown women. And, you know, it is assumed a lot of the time that you just have, what I found interesting is that most of the girls, pretty much everyone, kept smiling. A few people didn't, but really felt that they had to keep smiling. And the closer I got, you know, it's like, oh, I like that shirt. I'm going to, you know, I'm touching the shirt and going, oh, where'd you get that from? I don't care who I am or who I think I am to you. If you don't feel comfortable with this person coming into your personal space, you have every right to do whatever you need to do. If that is to back away, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I have to use the bathroom. You know, whatever excuse you need to give, or, oh gosh, you know, maybe don't just touch that because I just got this dry cleaned. I mean, yeah, maybe that's not easy to say to everybody, but you know, you have a right to your voice and you certainly have a right to not smile if you're not comfortable. But as a woman who was formerly a girl and who still experiences these things, it sometimes feels like we have to maintain this face, this like smile face, like I'm not comfortable, but I'm not gonna. And what is that? Why do we do that? Talk to me, Bella. Why do we feel that we have to maintain that smile even when we have every right to be uncomfortable and voice what's going on?
Personally, that's something I do too, and it's very unconsciously. I feel like the reason why I do that is because I've kind of learned to laugh off uncomfortable situations instead of confronting them. So I kind of just like play it off cool, even though I should stand up for myself. And I feel like I've become very accustomed to doing that because of things that have happened to me.
I think a lot of us do. Yeah. I think that, and I think sometimes if that works, it works. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But I just think it's interesting that we feel the need to do that because we don't want to have the confrontation. And I'm not even saying that we have to get really mean and like just like yell at someone. But yet when we were doing that exercise with all the girls and young women, it was almost like a frozen state. And I was being pretty obnoxious, you know, on purpose to give someone all the right in the world to be like, I don't really feel good about this situation. I'm going to step back now. But everyone kind of kept a smile. Talk to me about that for you, Allison, about why the smile? Why don't we feel we can kind of bring some more other response?
I think because, like, we want to, like, that person, like, don't worry about it. Like, you know, that person does.
Like, we want to act like it doesn't bother
yeah,
us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a power. Maybe we're using that as a power. Like, I'm smiling at you, but boy, oh boy, I don't like what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do something later. But maybe that smile is part of our power because we're maintaining our composure and we feel like that's part of our power?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. It's like part of ourselves.
Okay.
Always smile.
Okay. Interesting. How about you, Camilla?
Well, it could, like, show that you're, like, uncomfortable and you don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you just want to show that you're fine, but you're really not. And, like, you just really want to back away, but you just can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found it also interesting that there could have been some of the responses to that personal space encroachment could have been simply backing up, stepping back, saying, I have to go over there. I have to use the bathroom. Oh, I forgot something in my purse. Oh, my phone is ringing. But everyone felt very compelled to have to stand there and kind of take me continuing to be like, oh, what is this shirt? Oh, let me see your earrings. And we even worked out some very interesting scenarios and we brought them close to home, the ways that we encountered them in real life. Like, I think we did one role play where I played the boss of one of the young women's mothers. So that way it's kind of like, you know that I'm your mom's boss. And so you want to make sure you're saying the right thing because you don't want to have your mom, you know, have to deal with it. But still, it's your personal space and you have the right to your personal space. So we were trying to make these exercises very difficult. Do you remember that?
I don't think so. I don't think I was there for that. But
there.
I think
okay.
I can imagine it. And I do feel like sometimes maybe people feel like actually standing up to someone is causing unnecessary problems when it's just something minor.
Mm-hmm.
So you're forced to just, like you said, laugh it off or just smile it off, even though deep down it is bothering you, but you don't really know how to confront the situation head on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think being able to speak our truths in those moments, there's so many different ways that we can do it that doesn't have to look like a big, bad confrontation. And sometimes it should be a confrontation. But I think that the more that we get to exercise that, then we can use that in everyday scenarios. And we can start realizing, like, it wasn't the end of the world because I said I didn't want to do that. And that people are going to respect that. And you know, the more that we can do that, it feels like it's going to be something that makes it easier for folks, and especially for young girls and young women. From that workshop and just the last several weeks, what are some things that you learned about yourself that you, that now when you look at yourself and you're like, I want to develop more of this type of power? What about you, Bella?
Well, through the workshops, I did find a lot of inner power that I didn't know I had. For example, during some of the kicking exercises, Sensei Michelle was like saying that I kick really hard, and that kind of like made me feel good about myself because it's something that I didn't know I had in me. So I do know that I have that strength in there in case I ever do need to use it to protect myself. So that's something good that I learned, because I feel before the exercises, I would have been more intimidated to stand up for myself. And now I do know that I have that power that I can use.
Wonderful. Allison, how about you?
I learned how, like, the words have a lot of power, and how can I help people telling good things and help them.
Encourage them in difficult times, yeah?
Yeah, and how can I make them feel better, you know?
And Camilla, so what? In addition to what you learned, what are some areas of power that you feel like now you want to develop even more in yourself?
Getting to, like, the actual part, maybe when it happens, but, like, not in the actual physical part, but, like, being able to tell, like, the person, get away from me, and, like, maybe trying to do sort of, like, boxing. Mm-hmm. But, like, being able to know how it feels against a real person.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because a lot of that was against the bag, and still it was kind of big, full kind of experiences. But what that feels like when you're maybe doing something like sparring, or when you're working with another person. Yeah. So I'm here with Sensei Michelle, Epic Martial Arts. I'm asking Sensei about this workshop that we've just done together, focusing on finding and building power, and a focus with girls in this workshop.
Great. Yeah, I think it's really important for girls to learn how physically strong they can be, because that translates to their internal strength. So they don't really always understand that they have that power within them. So a lot of the different techniques that we do were... you know, they're pretty fast to learn. The self-defense techniques that we did, they're easy to learn. They work really well, and they really get the girls to see how strong that they are.
There were a couple of girls that kind of came into this with a little bit of fear, and I think we could see them kind of just change even over the course of three workshops.
You know, sometimes I think with fear, it can be confused with just anxiety. So I think they were just a little bit anxious with coming here. And once they get in and see the other girls here, they start to get a little bit more comfortable. And then, of course, you know, with you here and myself and, you know, having a workshop like this that's led by women, strong, you know, powerful women, I think that inspires them. And they easily, you know, start to overcome any anxieties or fears that they have. And they adapted really quickly. Especially there was a couple that I thought, oh, wow, you know, they're really not going to participate too much. But in the end, they turned out to be really quite strong. And I was really proud of them.
If you were right now in front of a group of girls and young women, but let's say your same age group, and you were going to speak to them about their power, that you were going to give them kind of the, you got to know what you've got. You got your, you know, like, how would you say it? What would you say to them? You just went through this workshop, and you've got a bunch of people your age sitting in front of you, young women, and you're going to let them know about their power. What are a few things that you'd want to share with them?
I would definitely, I feel like I do relate to a lot of girls my age because of experience that I've gone through. So I would tell them, first I would begin by explaining my experience and letting them know that I know exactly the situation they're in. And then I would tell them about the workshop. And I would say that no matter who tries to knock them down, make them feel bad about themselves, that inside that they do have this power that they can use no matter what and no matter how helpless they feel in any situation, that they can always overcome anything that comes their way.
Amazing. Allison, what would you share? You're in front of a group of girls your age, and they have they don't know about their power. Maybe they're a little fearful. What would you say to them?
So I will like try to understand them, and I will like give them tips like do this and do this, and like talk with yourself and try to find like that voice who knows what is right, you know, and be comfortable with you and your voice and your actions, but you have to think about it. But be comfortable and do always the right thing. You always have to try be a better person, you know?
Awesome. Camilla, what would you say? A bunch of girls right in front of you, and they never even heard about this idea of thinking about their power. What would you tell them to encourage them?
Well, like, I'll tell them it's okay, but that they should know that they're, like, they have all that power to tell no or yes or not feel embarrassed to say something. Like, sometimes I get embarrassed to ask a question when, like, so many other people know it. But they should know that they can, and they have all the power to be able to say that.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you all for being here and kind of sharing all of your thoughts on this topic. It's really been wonderful to have this conversation with you and also participate in the workshops with you. So thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of WLIW-FM In Conversation. Find this episode and more on wliw.org/radio and wherever you stream podcasts. I'm your host, Minerva Perez, Executive Director of OLA of Eastern Long Island.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of WLIW-FM In Conversation, our special program that brings you dynamic voices from across our region and beyond.